Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. Today is Tuesday, November the 4th. My name is Todd. I'm one of the pastors at First Family Church, and really glad you're listening in today as we address a question that not only was part of a couple of conversations Sunday after we finished our text, which was 2 Timothy chapter 3, but it's a question that had been rumbling around in my head for a couple of weeks. And the question really, in a nutshell, is this: should we seek persecution? You could word it like this: should we seek suffering instead of safety? But there were a number of reasons that I was thinking through this question, the main one being that in our text Sunday, Paul mentions both of these words. He mentions sufferings and persecutions. He describes how Timothy watched this and he followed this, and this is in contrast to those who were not being persecuted, but were instead manipulating various people within the community and probably within the church. They were manipulating them through their words and through false doctrine and heresy. And Paul says, we're not to engage in that. We're to avoid those people. We're not to act like that. Instead, we're to stand strong on the word. The entire chapter really is a climactic finality to Paul's emphasis on the Word of God in that area of that book. And the sense is, of course, that standing strong on the Word could lead to persecution. And so as I was thinking through this and preparing for the message, as well as engaging with some questions from our congregants after the fact, some things were rumbling in my head, like, well, maybe we should seek persecution if it really is the validating factor in some ways for living godly. Paul says in that text that all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. If it's one of the evidences, maybe we should, you know, seek areas where it's harder, and maybe we should go towards those as a way to validate, you know, our love for Jesus. That may sound like an odd thought, but I have at times wondered, maybe we should really go after the areas where there's existing persecution and try to get in there and see what happens. Other times, you know, folks are leaving and we exit persecution, and is that right, or instead should we seek it? So these thoughts were rumbling in my head, and then I had these conversations. The New Testament is really filled with a large theme of endurance, because persecution was part of the culture of the early church. And so all these thoughts in my head, and I just thought I'd ask this question to myself, and then I got it Sunday, just kind of in some indirect ways: should we seek persecution, or should we seek suffering, or is it right to just instead seek safety? And so I just began to do a mental exercise through the meta-narrative of Scripture. In other words, through the large, basically, direction of Scripture. What does the Bible say about this? And is there some theological concepts we can bring to this, principles, as well as some logical principles? And I think there are. Let me just give a few of them to you that I think help us give a solid answer to the question, should we seek persecution? The solid answer is no. And here's why. First of all, the consistent thread of Scripture in regards to this topic is that we are to seek safety if we can with integrity. I'd remind you that Jesus said quite plainly in Matthew chapter 10, when they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. This is verse 23, speaking to his disciples, and he says plainly, it's not wrong to find an exit strategy when they persecute you. It was also interesting to me that when David was next in line to be king in Israel, and Saul knew that when Saul came after David, David fled. David sought to protect his life because of what he knew the future would hold. He ran and he hid. He developed an army of sorts. For years, he protected himself with integrity. So David fled to spare and save his life. We know that disciples were commanded to flee. We know that in Acts chapter 8, when the early church experienced that first wave of persecution, that they all fled as well. The only ones who didn't flee were the church leaders. They stayed in Jerusalem, which I find especially intriguing, because says to me that we should only seek persecution intentionally when it's to protect the flock. And so there is a sense of responsibility upon shepherds that if providence calls upon you to protect the flock, that you do stay put and you don't exit. But your flock, they're free to exit and they're to go to the next town where there may be a greater level of safety. So I think that's very interesting there that in Acts 8, that is what the church did. They fled. The only instance in the scriptures that I can find where someone intentionally and knowingly went into persecution was when Paul refused to hear the leaders of the church. In that moment, Agabus prophesied that if Paul went to Jerusalem, he would be bound in chains. And there were many tears and there were folks urging him not to proceed. Paul rejected that exhortation and he went to Jerusalem anyway. Now, the jury is, you could say it's a hung jury perhaps on what Paul did. Did he do the right thing or did he do the wrong thing? There are some interpreters who think Paul went against the advice and instruction of the church and that he should not have gone to Jerusalem. Others say, no, God's calling on Paul was clear. He would suffer many things for my name's sake. That's what Jesus told Paul. And so he knew this was just simply part of his marching orders. I don't really know what I think about that issue. I know that God's providence was that Paul would go deliver the money for those who were under the famine, the offering for the saints of Jerusalem. He did get arrested. And of course, then from that point on, he was really either under house arrest or in trial. And what I find interesting is that once Paul was arrested, there are about six chapters in Acts where he defends himself legally. He goes to great legal lengths to try to find an exit strategy from the persecution. And so though Paul went knowingly into it, he tried to exit it with integrity once he got into it. So I'm not sure what that says to us about Paul's decision other than this. I only know of one instance in the Bible where someone knowingly, intentionally went into persecution and sought after it. And you would even say, dude, he wasn't seeking persecution. He was seeking to finish his mission. But he knew persecution was coming and he didn't run from it. He didn't flee. He didn't take an exit. That's the only one in the Bible that I can find. Every other instance or encounter, command, principle seems to say if you can find an exit with integrity that leads to safety, you're more than welcome to find that. In fact, Paul would say in Romans 12, live at peace with everyone as far as it depends on you. So that verse seems to call us to work hard at safety and peace in the right sense, with integrity, no compromise. We're not to try to produce environments of persecution or seek after things that would endanger us. So I think what this does is this calls into play the concept of stewardship. Again, that's not just a financial word. If we are involved in areas where there is danger and threats and the persecution's rising and we are responsible for other people, let's say parents, and they've got young children who, if something happened to those parents, they'd be at a sincerely high risk alone, and those kind of things would be tremendously dangerous. It would be right and biblical as a steward of those children for that couple to find an exit strategy and to find a place of safety that was without compromise and biblical and right. And they should be free and feel free to take that route. I think this is one of the reasons Paul went on into Jerusalem. I think he didn't have anyone connected to him familially that he was stewarding. And so he really was only looking after himself in that sense. And he had freedom to simply move into that arena. A lot of parents on the mission field, a lot of parents in situations who have little children, they don't have that luxury or freedom. And so stewardship demands that we live with a couple of words in mind when it comes to this question, should we seek persecution? The answer is no, but there are a couple of factors and words that I think kind of revolve around that question. One is the idea of protection. Are you called to protect some people? In that moment, it could go one of two ways. Pastors may be called to stay, though they're not seeking persecution. They may be called to stay and protect their flock, even while the flock may be free to leave. Or you may be called as a parent or leader to find a way for you and your family or those that you're responsible for to leave together and find safety, because that's your role as a protector and provider to find the best exit strategy, the best place of safety for those that you're caring for. So protection is one word that revolves around this question that's connected to stewardship. The other would be providence. And what I mean by that is there are at times circumstances that you can't change and you are caught in them and you can't leave in those moments, then we have to endure faithfully with integrity. We can't just find a way out at the expense of our commitment to Christianity and to Christ's call upon us to endure well if we can't exit righteously. And so if circumstances demand that you suffer, then do so. But if you can exit righteously and with integrity, I think you are free to do that as well. And this was, of course, all brought to our mind yesterday as we did take some time in our services to remember our brothers and sisters across the globe who are suffering, who are being persecuted, yes, in varying degrees. But yesterday, the day of prayer for the persecuted church, it was one of those things that made me think about this even more. And so I just want to bring this to your attention as you think about those members of our family in parts of the globe where there is intensifying persecution. Several continents have seen an increase and a rise in this situation where persecution is getting worse. If they can find exit strategies, they should. They can. They're free to do so. It's not an issue of compromise, but there may be providential moments, circumstances they can't change where they'll be caught in them. And in those moments, we need to pray for them and support them and remember those who are under great persecution, as the Bible says, who are in chains for the gospel, or those who have been martyred and their families remain. Those are very intense situations. And so this whole question, should we seek persecution? I think the answer is no. When we're in it, we need to remain faithful. If we can exit, we're free to, as long as it's with integrity and in a righteous fashion. One last note to add to this is, in some of my research and just thinking through this, I ran across a couple of writers from the early church period, some of our church fathers, some of the early reformers. I think this is very intriguing. Tertullian said this, that we are not taught to court martyrdom. So he's saying there, don't pursue environments where it could cost your life. Try to stay alive for the sake of the gospel and the spread of the good news of Christ. Calvin said this, we're not to throw ourselves into danger needlessly. And he may be speaking there to a larger context than just persecution for our faith. But I think the principle is not to, as he said, throw ourselves into danger needlessly. So I think even the reformers and church fathers are going to be in the same place, that we're not to seek persecution, but we are free to find an exit as long as it's within with integrity and it's biblically righteous to do so. So here's a faithful framework for us. In answer to the question, a closing way to kind of bring some summary to this topic on this podcast. Never seek persecution. It's right to pursue peace and do this, of course, through wisdom and prudence. However, never compromise to avoid persecution. If the only exit you have involves a disloyalty to Christ, then don't exit. Stay faithful. But if you can exit, if you can leave, if you can flee to the next town, so to speak, you are free to do so. And that's why I say if a righteous exit exists, take it. And I hope this helps us as we think through this issue and pray for our many brothers and sisters who are experiencing persecution that they can't escape. And it also helps us think through how to help those who can exit with integrity and no compromise. Let's be faithful on both fronts as followers of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.